This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think after Labor Day, she's really got to get out there and change her game up a little bit. Or Donald Trump's central argument is she can't be trusted to be president.
Right.
Of course, her central argument is he's not competent to be president, and it's the winner of that argument that's going to win this race.
Right. And when you put it like that, it's mildly depressing. And Stephanie, we're almost out of time, but Rick makes the point. It is bonkers that she won't hold press conferences. I mean, she knows when she becomes president, you're supposed to hold regular press conferences, right?
But she's talking to the press all the time, and it makes it sound like she's not having interviews with the press, and she is doing that. And we're going to see.
Can I just, Stephanie, as a talking point?
No one's not working
so much. I hear this so much. I don't even know why the Clinton campaign thinks it works, but like
it doesn't.
If there are parent teacher conferences, right, and you keep skipping them, and then when you run into the teacher at the mini mart, you say, well, I talk to the teacher all the time. That's fine. The question here is, are you going to the parent-teacher conference? And presidents from JFK on have held regular press conferences for a reason. I don't just say this as, oh, I'm in the press. It's a larger thing. And so when you say, oh, well, she also interacts with the press, you do know that's just crazy, right?
I think that's a part of the campaign function. I think we've got 67 days here where you're going to see a lot of campaigning going on and a lot of conversation. I also want to note, as you were just talking about, I want to note that there's been a couple of headlines, AP and Politico Today. That Politico headline about the charity today was just flat wrong, and they had to change it. And so we're continuing to get these questions that are like made up scandal, which just aren't true.
But
and
that's not,
wrong.
I mean, it just,
and
again,
that's a whole
we're
piece
out of
this
time.
Conversation too.
We're out of time. That's not a reason not to hold press conferences. That's a reason to hold press conferences. Take
exactly.
A question from Politico,
right,
and say, ah, I see what you said about the GSA funding. Here's our response. We can handle a dialogue. That's what presidents do. We are.
That's Ari Melber. He's the MSNBC chief legal correspondent, calling out the Clinton surrogate. I guess, you know, she has had some interaction with the press, you know, probably more to the tune of, hey, get out of my way. you're between me and my cappuccino here. Whatever. I don't know. I guess it's been 271 days, but who's counting since a press conference? But the point is definitely well taken. And, you know, here it is, MSNBC, taking shots at the Democratic presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton. It's just, like they say, and I guess it's just generally accepted that, some of her circuits will say, well, look at, they're taping her speeches, you know, and her stump speeches and that. But what they're saying, Scott, is that they're boring, and which they are. You know, because when you think about the Democratic debates and you think some of these other things, you go, wow, these are just, they're boring. There's not anything, there's no excitement there. And I kind of imagine they're stopping to consider that you have, what happened, the dynamic excitement that took place with the Obama campaign, versus Hillary campaign. And now you see that momentum and that excitement with Trump, and you don't see it on the Democratic side. Makes him a little nervous, but I tell you, we've got a whole lot to talk about. Megan Barth's going to be coming up here in just a little bit, where she's the proprietor of MeganBaby.com, and this is what we do. This is how we roll every Friday. We get together, we talk about the latest news, and of course, there's lots of stuff from whether or not we're going to talk about President Nieto, Peña Nieto. Hurricanes are blustering. You know, I'm here in Hawaii. I think, okay, I'm far enough away from the hurricanes in Florida. But they went through there and looked like it did too much damage, thank God, there. You know, in Hawaii, we're still keeping our eyes out here where I'm at, too. Anyway, hey, lots to talk about. It will continue. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's brewing, never stop.
Well, hello, America. I should say aloha. This is Bill Martinez coming to you from Hawaii. We're 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 6 to 9 Pacific. But when you get to Hawaii, it's very early here, 3 to 6 in the morning. Megan Barth is with us. She's up and going early, as always. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Aloha to you.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yes, the winds are blowing. Hopefully, you know, all that wind and hurricane activity stays south of the islands. And you know, and I missed it in Florida, too. Of course, we're on the East Coast, and it came up through through the panhandle there on the western side, went through, you know, just about the upper middle part of Florida. And, you know, we'll see if it creates any havoc in the Carolinas.
Well, my dad is actually in Carolina, and they've been just under storms, and they're getting much of it. So,
yeah, wow.
It's spreading up the East Coast. And you know where Obama's not going to be golfing this week or even visiting. That would be the East Coast. I'm sure.
Well, maybe he might want to go out there because then he could brag of having a 300-yard drive maybe. Just saying. Hey, lots of going on here, and speaking of things that have been moving around, what did you make of the Trump visit in Mexico? Were you in as encouraged as I was by that?
Yeah, absolutely. The fact that he was invited by the president of Mexico spoke volumes of Trump's leadership. Hillary Clinton was invited after Donald Trump visited.
Right.
And this comes from the president of Mexico, who was referring to Trump as a racist not too long ago for wanting a wall. And
right.
So when Trump took the stage and summarized their meeting, they came up with 3 points that they could agree on. And then what you saw at the rally in Phoenix were Giuliani and Sessions wearing hats that basically said, make Mexico great again, too.
Yes.
So This negotiation is going to take some time, but the three main points of their visit was to destroy the drug cartels, thank God, because Eric Holder was arming them.
Yes, lest we forget.
Right. Number two, how nice to actually reestablish law and order instead of elevate the lawlessness. Number two, build a wall. Now, the left is freaking out because they are all of a sudden concerned about how something's going to be paid for. You never hear this complaint from the left. All of a sudden, they're worried about how it's going to be paid for. So, number two, build a wall. And number three, end illegal immigration. And this is so vitally important to, again, establish law and order.
And I think to that point, Megan, what came out loud and clear is illegal immigration is not win-win. It hurts Mexico as much as it hurts the United States. And that was real clear, and the media skipped over that. All they were worried about was, well, so Trump went to Mexico. He didn't come back with a check from the president, you know, to build the wall, right? And it's like, are you guys ridiculous or what?
Yeah, they are ridiculous. If it's been confirmed that they conspire with the Democrats and use the DNC talking points in order to provide cover for Hillary in order to sabotage Trump and his followers. So, you know, I've come to expect this type of narrative from the left-wing media. But we know better. The majority of the American people know better. And if you didn't catch this, but minutes after Trump gave his Phoenix speech, his website crashed. From the amount of people trying to get on and donate, and from the amount of people just, you know, taking probably a new interest in Trump, he raised millions of dollars after that speech. And so what this tells me is that a lot of people are paying attention. I believe that the polling is off because there's a lot of people who simply might be voting for the first time or be a little bit too hesitant to support their support for Trump because they may end up on a political enemies list somewhere.
Well, I got to tell you one thing, Megan. I am really disappointed in some of the Hispanic leadership that had joined Trump, and I think they've had like maybe 3-5 defections after the visit to Mexico and then the follow-up speech in Arizona. You know, just about all every one of the five will say, we just cannot handle Hillary, but we're having a hard time, and we have to step away from the Trump campaign. And I'm going, what are you doing? You know, this is what leadership does. Leadership holds on to the bridge of communication, so you have some influence here, and you have some impact on policy. You disengage, you pick up your marbles, you go home, and then the people that you supposedly represent are no longer represented because all of a sudden, you just didn't like what Donald Trump had to say, or you could no longer feel like you could support. Well, leadership deals with the difference of where we are and where we need to go. And that's up to them to stay connected. So I got to tell you, just a sidebar editorial comment. I'm disappointed that they disengage because they need to stay in the fight and have an influence on policy for Trump if they really firmly believe that somehow what Trump had presented was unfair. From my humble perspective, I didn't think that he was being unfair about this because even when you talk with Hispanics, you know, they will talk about, when they talk about fairness, they say, okay, you're in charge. What would you do? A lot of what Trump is presenting is logical and it's reasonable, and they would do the same thing because they don't think it's fair for somebody to jump the line. They don't think it's fair for everybody to come in here and take advantage of all the hard-earned work and, you know, Social Security and other benefits that are here, and all of a sudden they're able to get in front of the line and take advantage of America's generosity. That bothers people of all colors and all races.
That's right. And the immigrants that are here legally or going through the system in order to become legal do not want to live in sanctuary cities that are plagued with drugs and crime. Mm. They want what most Americans want, which are safe cities whereby their kids can walk to school without fear, you know, and whereby they can live in a law-abiding community.
And
now,
Let me add this real quick to your point here, and that is they don't want to be associated with the bad element of illegal immigration any more than law-abiding, alleged moderate, and I say alleged because I still have I'm not confident with that number and that assessment yet of moderate Muslims, but they don't want the association with the bad element of their race and the things that are influencing people's perception of that, and any more than Black Lives Matter and the rest of them. You know, it causes people to cringe because it is outside of that which is reasonable.
Well, right, and one bad apple can spoil the bunch. And what we tend to forget here, because we've operated under a lawless administration, specifically when it comes to immigration, is that we are a nation of laws, and every single thing that Trump has proposed is within his constitutional right and duty as commander-in-chief in order to provide us safety and security. He mentioned two specific laws that he'll reinstate, which will dramatically impact communities, specifically sanctuary cities. The president has an enormous amount of power to execute the laws that are on the books. We have a ton of laws, immigration laws, that have simply been ignored or removed by this administration through executive order.
And what people have to understand, Megan, is that even with executive order, he still, as President of the United States, is going to have to work with Congress. This isn't a ready-made deal. I mean, yes, reinforce, support the laws. Let's get our immigration policies back in line. And yes, how about law and order? Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $4.49. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn? Well, it's not going to be your turn. Because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track.
The face of the nation.
You guys crack me up.
Bill Martinez live.
You ready? Ready?
Coming at you fresh every day. Yes, it's the one and only Bill Martinez with the one and only Megan Barth, just the way you like us, at 19 after the top of the hour. Hey, Megan, one real quick sidebar, and then we're going to talk about this latest announcement about, you know, this NBC commander-in-chief forum that Matt Lauer is going to be moderating. You know, kind of a premiere preview. I thought it was rather interesting. But Colin Kaepernick, what's with his deal? I mean, it's not enough that he's sitting down anymore. Now he's got to wear socks. You know, the socks issue. Now, this guy, he is dragging this out. I got to hand it to him. I mean, he may be out-trumping Trump when it comes to getting media exposure here.
Yeah, through controversy, because he's certainly not going to get media exposure through his talent.
Right.
To me, you know, this is definitely an attention ploy and so hypocritical, and he's doing so much damage to his career. But beyond Kaepernick is the NFL. And this is really where I lay the blame, because they are hypocritical in their exercise of judgment as well as their decision making. You look at the Dallas Cowboys, who want to display a simple patch either on their helmets or on their uniforms to commemorate the five officers that were gunned down by Black Lives Matter activists. And the NFL said, no, you know, we can't make these types of statements. But they have no problem for Kaepernick making a huge statement, wearing socks with cops that with pigs that have, hats with cops on them.
And cop hats, yeah, right.
Yeah, with cop hats, and they have no problem with him sitting during the national anthem. Now, I have no problem with him exercising his first right and demonstrating that he's a completely entitled a-hole. Mm-hmm. But please, I have a First Amendment right to call him such.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that the NFL has really done a disservice to the league by being so hypocritical and unbalanced in their decision making, and they've really politicized the whole game, starting with and maybe even before the Beyonce halftime show. I mean, that's really where I lost all respect for the NFL by politicizing our nation's favorite pastime.
Exactly. I mean, it's the wrong place, you know, and I say wrong gospel, wrong church to bring this out. But, you know, when you look at what's happened in the past, what shortly follows is irrelevance. And this is where, you know, this is the door that Colin Kaepernick has picked for himself, is he's going through the exit door of irrelevance. Now, some are saying this could be some sort of racial ploy on his part, because he has lost, to your point, significance on the field, where last time I checked, in the athletic, you know, realm, that's where it matters, is what you do on the field, not off the field. And, he is, even though he has a $119 million contract, I say, well, look, why don't you go and take a stand out in the place where it matters, out in your local community? Go make a difference. Take that $119 million. If it really matters that much to you, you know, why don't you invest some of that money into the project and into the cause? And also, before you do that, Megan, why don't you go through a tutorial and understand what it is that you're talking about?
Well, that wouldn't behoove his cause as an oppressed black man, right? Mm-hmm. So he has to milk this Black Lives Matter issue. And I don't find it coincidental that his hatred for his country came in alongside the fact when he basically switched to Islam.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar stood behind him. And what does Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Kaepernick have most in common? Islam.
Yes.
And you see this time and time again. There is a strong Islamic connection to Black Lives Matter, especially the Black Separatist movement, mm-hmm. whether it is the Black Panthers or NOI, Nation of Islam. And so you see this anti-American sentiment specifically within not only Black Lives Matter, but the Nation of Islam and Islamic doctrine.
Well, they've been given place, Megan, so, you know, lest we be surprised.
And in the administration, no less.
Without a doubt, exactly. Well, here we've got, as I mentioned earlier, Matt Lauer, it was announced, will be moderating NBC News MSNBC Commander-in-Chief Forum featuring Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. How did they pull that off? I mean, I'm really surprised, because we have three already announced debates. We are lucky to get those three coming up, the first one, September the 26th, October the 9th, and October the 19th. And what did Hillary need, some sort of warm-up or something? Is that how they worked this out? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm really surprised that Trump agreed to this, but, you know, he agreed to it. But at least Hillary gets to sit during this town hall. I think that's what she's most looking forward to. is the fact that she can sit down and not have to stand and take the heat. Taking the heat sitting is going to be much easier for the elderly woman, and sick woman.
So well, that's
Matt Lauer. You know, Matt Lauer, like most in the media, are contributors to the Clinton Foundation. You know, for us to even find an objective moderator within the press is like finding a needle in a haystack.
Exactly.
So, we have Candy Crowley part two, I'm sure.
That was my exact sentiment. It's almost like, in the interest of full disclosure, do we say Matt Lauer, who is moderating, who has contributed so much money to the Clinton Global Foundation or whatever, or initiative?
Well, I think that Trump will point all of that out. And this is why I love Trump, is because he's completely caused the left to go into completely unhinged mode. I mean, they are going absolutely psychotic, melting down right in front of our eyes. And that is an indication of fear. I have never seen a Republican candidate that has ginned up so much fear in the left, and this is exactly what they need. And so I think that in this forum that he's going to not hold back any punches like he has before. He's beat 16 people, and he's also beat the press at their own game. Mm-hmm. And how he's beat the press at their own game is by enlisting the likes of Steve Bannon, because Steve Bannon and Andrew Breitbart understood that the enemy was the press. The enemy of the free people was this left-leaning press, and you needed to break through their narrative and own the narrative in order to set the narrative.
Exactly.
And this is what Trump has done. He's completely taken bigotry, the accusations of bigotry, and thrown it back at the left. Mm. He has taken the failed policies of the left and thrown it back by going into Detroit this week. And he's taken the hyperbole of the left related to Hispanic Americans by going to Mexico. So he's done everything that the left believed that he wouldn't be able to do, a past Republican candidate has never done.
Exactly. Well, yeah, they're going into places that, that was going to be my next point, is that he's going where the GOP has not been going. He's resonating. And the other thing that surprisingly, and I say surprisingly, is, this is what I warned everybody about in looking too closely to the polls, is, they were going to fudge the heck out of him. And now they're trying to regain a little bit of credibility, and they just can't put enough thumb on the scale here to balance the polls towards Hillary Clinton. As here they are, after all this money that she has spent, for all intents and purposes, Trump has spent zero, and everything is closing up pretty good. It's pretty much turning into a dead heat right now, even when they got two thumbs on the scale.
Well, I mean, she's dropped into the 30s. And this, late in the game, we're under 3 months in. This isn't good for her, and she's going to have – she's already in the 30s, okay? And we know that Julian Assange is going to do another huge leak, and supposedly this leak really, if the press bites, but we know that Bannon will bite with Breitbart, that it might do even more damage. She is not an electable candidate. Look, I said before, the only way that a liar wins is by lying, cheating, and stealing. And so, they think they will try everything. The DNC, they already rigged one election. They already rigged the primary. I think that they have their eyes set on the national prize. Why not?
Yes, why not?
So we need to have a huge turnout. That means that everybody gets out to vote in order to create such a huge margin, a landslide, that the rigging will be basically null and void, because it would be such.
We could only hope that would be the case, Megan. 15 seconds here, real quick. Huma Abedin, does that hurt her?
Muslim mole hurts her a lot.
Yeah. And then, of course, with what happens now with her divorce, is that and of course, Anthony Weiner back in. In the news again. I mean, how disgusting.
Hey, we got rid of one sexual pervert. Let's try to get rid of another one by the name of Bill Clinton and make sure he never steps back in the White House.
She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan Barth. Megan, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation, make sure you drop us an email. We love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is time once again for America's Money Answers, man. Jordan Goodman. Jordan is with us. Jordan, how are we doing?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always great to have you here. Real quick up front, let's talk about, first of all, because one of the things I keep getting, at least emails on, is how do I get in touch with Jordan? How do I, if I want to ask him a question?
My website is moneyanswers.com. I get emails from you folks all the time. I'm glad to help them in whatever personal financial question they've got on credit or mortgages or investing, whatever it may be. I'm always glad to help.
Okay, most excellent. Hey, let's talk about the Fed. We know they're meeting this month, talking about rates again. The economy, still languishing. GDP numbers, absolutely miserable. I mean, we're not even going to see 2%, are we?
I agree with you, but the Federal Reserve clearly wants to raise interest rates. At the recent Jackson Hole meeting, Fed Chairman Yellen said the conditions looking good, and she was setting things up for potential rate increase at their September meeting. They last raised rates a quarter point back in December from 0.25 to 0.5. This would make them go up to 0.75. I don't think they should do it, Bill. I really don't. I think there are lots of signs of economic weakness. Even yesterday, we had a number from the National Association of Purchasing Managers, which is a very good indicator of what's going on, at 49. Anything below 50 means the economy is contracting, and that's the second month in a row it's been below 50. And there's just a lot. Oil prices have been falling lately down to about 44 or so. So there's just been lots of signs of economic weakness and no signs of inflation, really. So I know the Fed would like to raise rates, but I don't think they should. And I'm going to predict right now that they're not going to, even though they'd like to.
Yeah, well, you know, they want to get out of these doldrums, and they can't wait to have an economy that's showing some positive direction. But it's all a matter of timing, isn't it?
Well, it is. And, I mean, they have one more meeting at the end of the year in December, but this is the last meeting before the election. Typically, the Fed kind of stays out of the ways of elections. This is a very unusual season in all kinds of ways.
I was going to say, they don't want to be accused of meddling, do they?
Remember, at the beginning of the year, they talked about 4 interest rate increases. We haven't had any yet. I think this is the best chance of having one. But I think all these signs of weakness. So what it means is for individuals, you're going to continue to earn zero on your CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, for as far as the eye can see. Even if the Fed did raise rates, Bill, it would hardly affect it at all.
Mm-hmm.
When they raised rates back in December, you didn't see the amount you earned in your money market fund or savings account go up at all. So for savers, they're going to continue to be punished for a long time unless they do something different.
Jordan, let's do a little forecasting here. What's your prediction, because some people have chimed in on this, between the two candidates? You and I have talked about this before, but let's take another snapshot of where we sit today. What the economy looks like under a Trump administration versus a Hillary Clinton administration?
Clearly more growth under Trump. He would cut tax rates dramatically. This is assuming that he actually was able to implement his platform, right? So he would cut taxes dramatically, which would put a lot more money in people's pockets and more money in businesses' pockets, which they would either spend or invest. He would invest in infrastructure and stimulate the economy. The downside of him is that I think the deficit would be a lot higher than it would be otherwise because the government's going to have an awful lot less tax revenue. Clinton, I think it's basically a continuation of what we've got now. Sub 2% growth, more government regulations. She's talking about infrastructure, but to pay for the infrastructure, she's talking about increasing taxes dramatically on higher-income people and businesses. They're already the biggest tax out there. She talks about paying their fair share. Well, the top 5% pay about 50% of the taxes. So how much of their fair share can it be here? So I think you clearly have slower economic growth under Clinton than you would under Trump.
Well, with Trump, aren't we looking at, you know, a similar scenario to Reagan? You gotta give up something in order to get it, and unfortunately, $19-20 trillion in debt doesn't give us a whole lot of room. So anytime you know you were looking at expanding that number, it makes people a little bit wiggy. But at least with Trump, there seems to be a pathway to reduce that number. Isn't that right?
Well, very much so. Look what happened under Reagan. Okay, Reagan came in with big deficits, cut tax rates dramatically at the time from 50% down to 28% in 1981. The economy took off in the 1980s, and that increased revenue to the government dramatically. Okay, now they did spend more on a defense buildup and other kinds of things, but if you just look at the revenue side, by cutting tax rates, the economy soared and the government revenue went up. And I think it would be the same thing with Trump. If he cut, for example, he's talking about cutting the business tax rate from 35% down to 15%. Well, that would mean businesses would get to keep a lot more, would have a lot more incentive to invest here. You'd bring a lot of money that's over $2 trillion overseas back here to invest here, and that would make our economy grow. I think we could have 4 or 5% growth under Trump, frankly. Now, again, the deficit's going to be higher, but you can pay for the deficit if you have increased growth. Mm. Basically, Clinton is saying, exactly, we can't grow beyond 2%. Basically, he's kind of given up. So that's the most we can get. Mm. I don't think we should settle for something that low.
Well, and the other thing, too, you bring up the military aspect, and that is that under President Obama, we're at pre-World War II levels.
Right.
We've got to do something to energize the military machination here, and we're going to be faced with investing some money there because, like what we experienced under George W. Bush, Clinton cut back the military so much that when it was time for us to defend ourselves, we realized, wait a minute, where's the guns? Where's the bullets?
Right. And so Trump would clearly be more aggressive in the Middle East, and I think he would put boots on the ground in Syria and Iraq and go after ISIS in a much more aggressive way. Clearly, Clinton would not do that. She said specifically she is not going to put boots on the ground in the Middle East. So that would cost more, mm-hmm, but if you could get rid of the ISIS fear and threat to the world, that would be good. We could get a peace dividend out of getting rid of ISIS, just as we had a peace dividend, mm-hmm, when the Soviet Union fell. In 1990, you could have a similar situation. One of the think of the implications of ISIS right now. All these refugees going into Europe, yes, for example. That's a tremendous, costly thing, and disruptive, and human tragedy as well. If you could get Syria stabilized, get Iraq stabilized, that would save us a lot of money in the long. That's going to cost something, you're right. It's going to cost something to do that and,
exactly,
build up the military. But there is a payoff for something like that.
And how much money are we paying, and is it costing us with 10,000 refugees? Our 10,000th refugee from Syria just came in, and I think it was quite interesting because I didn't know the numbers, but I was saying it seems to me that it would be a lot cheaper to set up safe zones closer to their home country as opposed to bringing them here to the United States. Then all of a sudden the numbers start coming out. It's very costly for these refugees coming here to the United States.
Well, it isn't. 10,000 is nothing, Bill. I mean, Germany's taken in a million, okay, and throughout,
right,
Europe they've taken,
exactly,
in literally tens if not hundreds of thousands. They're basically maxed out right now. They're putting up walls and so on to keep them out. People are dying off the coast of Greece every day trying to come in. The solution is, as you say, stabilize their home country. They'd really rather not leave Syria if it was a safe place, but it's not, mm-hmm, a safe place with what's going on right now. And unfortunately, the only solution is military there. Assad's not going to give up easily.
Right.
Russians are in there. It's a real mess. But that's a huge difference between Trump and Clinton. Trump would be much more aggressive in trying to clean up things in the Middle East. Clinton would basically do the pinpricks we've been doing now and basically continue and not really resolve the situation.
Exactly. Well, Jordan, we'll have to leave it there for now. Of course, always good to hear from you. Jordan Goodman, American's Money Answer Man. Remind everybody very quickly where they can go for more information.
MoneyAnswers.com is on my website. Always glad to help, Bill.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, the Lucy Girl, the one, the only Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lauren, how are we doing, honey?
You know, we've had kind of a rough week, and I'm learning in life, and a lot of you all are, I think, just to learn to roll with things. You know, that's the beautiful part about growing older, is you pick your battles, you let them be few, and you just take a lot of deep breaths, and you try to go, this too shall pass. But we've just had a lot going on, and I know you have too, and a lot of our listening family, you're dealing with things happening, and you're in a fallen world, and you're like, Lord, really? I mean, are you kidding me? I prayed about this, and this still didn't happen. What's up with that? And it's, I think it's just all about getting an eternal perspective, and I'm not trying to sound like pie in the sky by and by, but, you know, that's our only sanity.
Well, yeah, exactly. What else do you hold on to? Because, you know, then there's life in this fallen world, and as you say, we all have been dealing with issues. In fact, you know, as we were talking about some of the things that you've been challenged with, and I looked at last week, I had to take a pause, you know, because Mona said to me, she goes, well, honey, you know, look what you're dealing with. I hadn't even thought about it. It was just one thing after another. As I mentioned to you, Lauren, a dear friend, and I stay with he and his mom in Long Beach when I'm in California. They're just sweet people, and they're just terrific. His mom is a retired teacher, 85 years old. She's just such an angel. And Tommy, her son, who is kind of, his story is the Rudy of USC, of the Trojan family in Southern California. In fact, they're doing a movie on his life. Well, he was due to be married on Thursday, and he had a brain hemorrhage last week and just passed away yesterday. And it was such a heartbreak, you know, in processing that, because, you know, when things like this happen, as you mentioned, God is all you've got to hang on to. And you're saying, okay, God, let me see the miracle. Just like Abram had his eyes opened up, and we're praying for a miracle, you know, are we going to be there to see it? And what God said, look, at either way, if Tommy goes home, home, to heaven, to his eternal reward. I mean, here, this man had dedicated himself to young kids, and, you know, he was on college campuses and high school campuses taking the word to these young kids and being a voice of encouragement and hope and faith. And, you know, it was time for him to go home. So, you know, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, so it's a miracle that he's going to heaven. I mean, when you think about it, because before Jesus, what was the hope? You know, what was the miracle? But Jesus led the way, you know, defeating death and being risen by the Father from death to life. And so here it is. And if God decided, okay, we're going to do something most incredible and we're going to heal him, though he was left after the hemorrhage with about 1% brain activity, if that was going to happen to God's glory, another miracle. But God chose the first miracle to bring him home. And you know, this has been a tough week. And then with our little grandson, you know, he was having problems. We knew he had a heart condition. He was born with a heart condition, and he had to go in for surgery. And you know, I'm thankful for the doctors and everybody that has taken care of him, and he's doing great. You know, he had to go in for a surgery, and this is a, you know, one of at least another one that he'll have to go through. But this one was you know, wasn't necessarily planned. It was a potential option where they'd have to go in and install a shunt because one of the muscles around his heart had collapsed. He'd been working overtime and he was having a hard time processing oxygen. So anyway, they went ahead and effected the procedure. He's doing well. Looks like he'll be going home back to Maui with mom and dad. But, you know, and you watch what your kids go through. You know, what this has done for my daughter and has deepened her faith all the more, Lauren, to see what she's gone through. And then as if that wasn't enough. I mean, people are going to, you know, we go down this list here. And then the third thing was, you know, the baby of the family, you know, David was in a motorcycle accident. Could have been a lot worse. You know, he's sore and beat up a little bit as a result of, you know, flipping his bike. And but by the grace of God, he's okay. But, you know, this has been my week. I mean, and I'm sitting there going, thank God, you know, that I could, you know, go to God every day and be talking to him and to get through it. And I don't know, Lauren, how people, you know, deal with life without a relationship with God.
Well, they don't. I mean, that's what we see happening with people who don't know the Father, is that you turn to other people, you turn to spending money, you turn to drugs, you turn to drinking, you turn to whatever you can to escape the present pain. And I just want to encourage everyone out there that's part of our family that, you know, there's times you do get frustrated with the Lord. There's times in the past couple of weeks I have gotten frustrated, but I know that I can go to him. I know that I can go to him and say, okay, I prayed about this. I didn't get the answer I wanted, but I've got to trust you. I've got to know that you do not withhold one great thing from your children, and that we have to have a different perspective. And it is during, like you mentioned, those times of clinging when you come to know him the most, because he's all we have, another person, a situation, whatever. Now, that's not going to make things better. He is all that we have, and a lot of people are being pressed right now, being pressed on all ends, and we just want you to know you're not alone. God is faithful.
Right.
He will see you through. He will never leave you, never forsake you, and those are not empty, flippant words that, you know, people just quote quite a bit to make themselves feel better. It's the truth. And, you know, we've had to walk through a lot of things. And, you know, I, in the past few weeks, and I've had moments of going, Lord, seriously? I mean, but, you know, we have that relationship with him where we can say, I'm hurting. I don't understand. Fill me up. And it's that sacred time with him that saves us. It's that sacred time of pulling away from everything, whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and saying, I want to know you more, and I want you to fill me up. Those are times that get you through when you just don't get it. And when you can't see the forest for the trees.
Right, exactly. It's like that saying I used to have in my office there in Los Angeles when we worked together, Lauren. I had changed it. It was originally from that great, you know, philosopher Anonymous, and it stated obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. But I had changed it in my office, and it said obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal. And that's what it's all about, you know, as you mentioned, the perspective. Are we going to be open to an eternal perspective as opposed to a temporal perspective? And that is the challenge. Therein lies the opportunity of growth and understanding of who the Father is when his will is in the center of whatever we're dealing with. This has been the word for me the last couple of weeks I've been holding to, is just, okay, God, where is your will in this? You know, whether it's Tommy in his processing into eternal life, you know, the accident with my son, my grandson, other issues of life, you know, because that's what this is. I mean, this is life. It's happening. It is not static. And as you say, I agree. I mean, I don't know what it is, but this seems to be more common. It's kind of the order of the day. You know, everyone, you know, and you say, with our broadcast family, you know, dealing with issues like this, and I guess this is the reason why we're talking about this, is because we want them to know, hey, look, you're not alone. And just as we pray for one another, we're praying for you as well, is that you would be able to draw some eternal perspective and encouragement by what's been going on, and understand that somehow, you know, there's not some cosmic war or, you know, some target on your back that's just picking on you, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy because it's about our character, not our comfort. And I know we don't have much time, but, you know, I love the story of Horatio Spafford, and I encourage you all to read about him. Amazing man. Lost everything, lost his son, lost his business, going to seek the Lord. His wife and daughters go ahead on the boat to London to hear Smith Wigglesworth or somebody. The daughters perish in a plane, in a ship. And this is a long time ago, this late 1800s. And when he went to get his wife, the captain came to him and he said, I want you to know this is where the ship perished, where your daughters died. And that man loved the Lord so much, he wrote, it is well with my soul.
It is well with my soul. Yeah.
And that's what we have to cling to, people that loved him that much and say, it is well with my soul, Father. And you know what? We have to chase after peace. We have to chase after joy. We have to chase after hope. And we can get it. We can stand on it, we can claim it, but it's something we have.
Exactly. Well, that's why we're encouraged to do so in God's Word, to pursue peace and all that that represents, because it's not like that, you know, ever evasive carrot that's standing out there. It is there, but we, at times, and sometimes we may have to run for it a little bit harder than other times, right?
That's exactly right. But like you said, during those times of running the hardest is when you're becoming the most conditioned. You're becoming the warrior that God needs for you to be, because this is the thing. He has created you to do something that no one else has ever done. He's created you to do something that's more tremendous than anyone has seen. But are we willing to say, take me, use me, I want to do that. I want to complete my destiny. I want to complete my life calling. And that choice is up to us. And if we're not conditioned, the littlest thing is going to knock us to the ground.
Exactly. Well, be encouraged, radio family. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, it's all about life, and it's the life we live. And there is the opportunity to pursue peace, pursue joy. Look for that eternal perspective that can bring balance to you, even in the roughest of waters, so that you yourself can find yourself singing and really owning that, you know, those words that come from that iconic song, that it is well with my soul. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Lolo, as always, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Love you guys. And you know, Bill and I are here for you. If you need us, you just let us know. You're never alone.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched, like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes, so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Introducing the